Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. The ground is white, so go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 240 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack you'll take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic D-Express Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
We have lots of information this time in our program. First of all, information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity is now classified as low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 95, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 41. Now, those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. So it just means that high frequency propagation over long distance paths above about 12 megahertz from various continents using multi-hop propagation will not be very reliable. But propagation on frequencies below 12 MHz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will be satisfactory. Now, first of all, some information concerning international shortwave broadcasting schedules. The World Radio Television Handbook, edition number 67, has now been published from the UK. This new edition is 674 pages, and of particular note is the theme of declining high-frequency broadcasting in favour of cellular, mobile and internet streaming and technical problems with DRM high frequency. The feature section this year in the handbook has a look at some classic 1990s DSP receivers, reviews of the latest equipment, an article on DXing on Curaçao, news of the Children's Radio Foundation, a visit to the Khmer Post Radio, and much more, including the regular digital update and George Jacobs' excellent propagation section. The remaining pages are full of the usual information, including national and international broadcasts, clandestine and other target broadcasters, medium wave and shortwave frequency listings, terrestrial television by country, and an extensive reference section. Now, the handbook may be ordered from your usual supplier or distributed, It's also available directly from the United Kingdom publisher, and their website is very simple, wrth.com. If you go to that website, there's an order form there with details of pricing and how you can pay for and buy the book direct. The book is also being made available through the Amazon American company, and a credit card will be required for purchases from Amazon, but the estimated delivery time or release time from Amazon is mid-January. So that's the details of the World Radio TV Handbook, the edition number 67 and the year 2013. So it's really an indispensable reference to anybody with an interest in shortwave, mediumwave, longwave, radio, or television, or FM worldwide. Now, some information concerning broadcasters themselves. First of all, Cuba. Radio Havana, Cuba, has introduced a new frequency of 11880, 25 meter band. It's in use for programs to Africa between 2100 and 2130 in French, 2130 to 2200 in Portuguese, and 2200 to 2300 in English. The frequency choice is not very satisfactory, as the same channel is being used by NHK Radio Japan from its Monsignore station in French Guiana for its Portuguese program to Africa, also at 2130 to 2200. So there's a problem there that authorities will have to sort out, because that co-channel interference is quite severe in the African target area. Now, some propagation notes from here in Melbourne. The overall daytime afternoon pattern has changed remarkably in recent weeks as compared with previous summers. The Asian short path mode is now active on 9 MHz and 11 MHz for transmitters further to the west of Melbourne and north of Melbourne, such as in Sri Lanka, Iran, Central Asia, Kuwait and India. This transmission pattern is believed to be via combined E and F layer propagation, and more work is needed in studying this phenomenon. The traditional midday Asian mode on 6, 7 and 9 MHz hasn't yet appeared. This is a specialised mode via a combination of E, F1, F2 and reflection off the top side of sporadic E clouds above northern Australia. And that specialised mode usually becomes apparent during the hotter periods of the East Australian summer. Now, between 0315 and 0400, some interesting notes I noted. This is from a place called the Warrandyte State Park. It's on the Yarra River. That's the main river that flows through Melbourne, about 15 kilometres from the central Melbourne city, using the little Eaton E5 receiver and a small 3-metre antenna. And these are some of the signals. On 9475, the Voice of Russia from Dushanbe in Tajikistan in Spanish at 0315. 9500, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, signing on at 0330 in Arabic. 9610, Adventist World Radio from the Wertachtel site in Germany, with Amharic programming at 0330. And 9750, the Voice of Russia from Yerevan in Armenia, Spanish programming to sign off at 0400. And 9850, the People's Broadcasting Station at Xining, Qinghai, in the Tibetan program language, abrupt fade in at 0350, and this is possibly a variant or precursor to our Asian summer daytime mode. Now, between 0315 and 0400, these signals were noted. 11730, The Voice of Korea, in Spanish from Pyongyang. 11850, Radio Romania International, in Spanish from Bucharest. 11925, the BBC from the Oman relay station in Persian, signing on at 0330. 11950, China, the People's Broadcasting Station, Xiang, in Lhasa, with the Chinese network. And 11990, an interesting frequency usage, the Voice of America via the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican, in Somali, opening transmissions at 0330. And on 12005, the Voice of America carrying the Radio Dewa program in Pashto, that's from Sri Lanka, from Irana Villa. And 12025, Radio Liberty from the Kuwait relay station in Uzbek. And some frequencies for China National Radio Network 1, 11630, 12045. And 12055. Again, 11785, China. China Radio International in English from the Kashi transmitting site. And China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese on 11845. And they were all heard between 0315 and 04. Now, some sunrise reception patterns here in Melbourne recently in the 19 metre band. This is between 1750 and 1815. And this is a summary of some of the signals which were monitored. The Saudi Arabia Broadcasting Service on three frequencies in the 19 metre band with Arabic, 15205, 15235, and 15435, all signing off at 1800. Radio Kuwait with its English language programs on 15540 at 1750. And the Voice of America from Botswana in Portuguese on 15670, noted at around 1815. And in the 16 metre band, 17640, the BBC from the Mayerton relay station in South Africa, English programming between 1800 and 1830. So some surprising high frequency signals there in the 19 and 16 metre bands in our sunrise period here in Melbourne between 1750 and 1815.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.